Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When did you send a message to the wrong person? Producer Dave sent the wrong message, and it went to his landlord. He just told us this story from a couple years ago. It's pretty bad. We'll get into it coming up.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. If you're heading into work and you really want to hear these stories, or if something else comes up you really want to hear, take the mix with you with the radio.com app. Download it today for your smartphone, radio.com.
Cringe-worthy stories. Producer Dave lied about having two cats, texted his girlfriend, "Oh, he's such an idiot. We totally got away with it. I told him that it was my mom's cat and we were just watching it." Yeah, he sent it to the landlord.
Oh.
Whoops. 414-799-1099. Stephanie, who'd you send the wrong message to?
So I actually did send a text to my boss, totally by accident. I had some car repairs that needed to be done. We got paid, and my check was short because they forgot to add something. So I pull up my phone, pick out Lisa, who's my sister, totally go on a rampage of how my job is beeped up and they're driving me nuts because they screwed up my paycheck again, and can I borrow the money, and sent it, realizing I sent it to the wrong Lisa because my boss is also a Lisa.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
We are cringing for you.
Yep. However, totally awesome boss, because she said, "Not sure I was supposed to receive this. The company can't do anything, but I will help you out." And she actually fronted me the money until my check was corrected.
Okay, so things worked out in the end, at least.
Yes.
That's good.
I now changed my boss Lisa to be boss Lisa phone.
So that doesn't happen again. Very good idea.
We're cringing. We're just cringing. That's just a nightmare. But at least it worked out for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the call.
All right. Have a great day.
All right, Rick. Producer Dave said this is a pretty juicy story. So what happened?
So I had a long-distance relationship from North Carolina to Wisconsin. And long-distance relationships are difficult. It's hard to stay faithful if you don't see the person for months at a time. And he had suspected that I wasn't being faithful. Well, I was texting him one night as I came home from another guy's house, and so their texts were right next to each other, and I'm like, "Oh, I love you, I love you." And then I said, "Oh, that was hot." And he's like, "What?"
Uh-oh.
Quite his concerns, and we didn't continue.
Oh, but Ricky was right. You were cheating.
Now I'm going to
cringe. I know, I was.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, buddy.
Totally busted. Yeah, that's uncomfortable. How did you get out of that one? I mean, you just stopped seeing each
You know, it was long distance, so it's just kind of like the communication just kind of fell off, and that was that.
So maybe that was the door that needed to close right there, that accidental text.
Exactly. Exactly, Rick. Thanks for the call today.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Maya, so what's your story?
So I ended up being at the same job for 3 years, and I was really miserable, and I finally got a new job, and I sent a text to my friend that I got a new job and everything like that, but it was a picture of my uniform and saying, thank the hell I got out of there finally, and everything, a bunch of other cuss words and everything, and I sent it to my boss.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa!
That's the worst.
Good thing you were out of there.
Right? I know. I'm like, oh, well, sorry, buddy.
Whoops. Thanks, Maya.
Yep, bye-bye. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.